Elise Wislow is Executive Director of GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders. GLAAD has been instrumental in bringing gay marriage to America, first in Massachusetts in 2003, now in 5 New England states. Last March, GLAAD filed a lawsuit in the Federal District Court of Massachusetts challenging the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA. Hi, Lee.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What is the status of the lawsuit GLAAD filed against DOMA last March?
Well, some things have happened since we filed our lawsuit. One of the complaints that we made was for a couple, a married couple, in which one of the spouses changed his name and under the State Department rules could not get a passport in his married name showing his marriage license as any heterosexual couple could. And we were pleased a month or so ago when the State Department changed their practice and he now has gotten a passport in his married name. So we have to amend our original complaint to take those plaintiffs off of our complaint because it was our first DOMA victory. We also have now completed reviewing the tax returns for some of our plaintiffs for 2007, and as has been true in previous years, were they able to file as married, filing jointly, they would receive a refund. So we're amending our complaint to take off the passport plaintiffs and add some new tax claims. We expect to do that the end of July, and then the government will have about 45 days to respond to our complaint. And so it goes. Then we respond to them, and then we have a hearing date.
Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley recently filed a suit against the U.S. government to seek federal marriage benefits for about 16,000 gay and lesbian couples who have been legally married in Massachusetts since 2004. How will this affect your case?
Well, first, we are so happy that the Attorney General took this action. We had met with her right after she was elected in 2006 to tell her what we were doing and to suggest that she might want to investigate the harms to the state from the Defense of Marriage Act, and she certainly went right down that road and came to a decision that we certainly support and agree with, that DOMA harms the Commonwealth and harms all 16,000 legally married couples. So we're thrilled that she's filed the suit. That filing could affect the timing I was just talking about. Her case has been assigned to the same judge, that federal judge that will be hearing our DOMA challenge, and the government may ask for an extension beyond the 45 days I was talking about so that they can reply to both her lawsuit and our lawsuit at the same time. So her suit may affect the timing of when we hear from the government. We think it only strengthens our challenge to have the Attorney General in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts also saying that this law is unconstitutional.
You mean that you think that this case will merge with the Coakley case?
Well, the court could decide to consolidate the cases and hear them jointly or treat them as related cases. So it's in the hands of the court, but they could choose to consolidate them. They certainly think that they're related enough that they should be heard by the same judge.
So what kind of timeline do you think we're looking at?
Well, as I say, if the Attorney General hadn't filed, we'd be looking for a response from the government in mid-September. It's possible that with the filing of the Attorney General, we might not hear from the government. They might ask for an extension. We might not hear from them until a little bit later in the fall. So it would be sometime in the fall that we would get the government response.
Obama has stated that he's in favor of repealing DOMA. Do you think that he will follow through?
You know, I certainly believe that he's in favor of repealing DOMA. I also believe that there is a lot on his political agenda and that this is not a top priority. As you know, right now, hate crimes is being debated. There's a lot of activity around Don't Ask, Don't Tell, about employment non-discrimination. I think it's possible if he is reelected, if he's president for 8 years, at some point DOMA would be repealed. But we don't want to count on that, nor do we want to wait on that. And we think, in fact, that our lawsuit just shines a light on the discrimination and the harm that DOMA causes, and if anything, might accelerate the repeal process. But if it doesn't, we're ready to go to court, and we're ready to win in court.
Well, what do you think about Sonia Sotomayor's appointment to the Supreme Court?
Well, I think, you know, like everybody, she there's not a lot to be able to tell about her from her record. She is a mainstream jurist. but we believe that our suit is based on really fundamental and bedrock legal principles, and we're pretty confident that, I mean, we think we should have the support of all the justices, and we certainly feel fine about her appointment and arguing in front of her if it comes to that.
Do you think that the GLAD case will be consolidated with the Coakley case and be argued in front of the federal Supreme Court?
You know, again, I don't know whether it will be consolidated, but I certainly do expect that ultimately this case will wind up in front of the Supreme Court. You know, it's a case of significant national importance.
GLAD has been instrumental in passing gay marriage in five New England states. When do you think Rhode Island will make it a clean sweep for New England?
Well, of course, we're actively working now with our allies in Rhode Island to build increasing support for marriage. The governor in Rhode Island, who is actually a member of the National Organization for Marriage, one of our prime opponents, is certainly an obstacle. And so from our perspective, the good news is that because of term limits, he won't be running in 2010. Several of the declared candidates have already said they would support a marriage bill. So we are very hopeful that shortly after the governor leaves office early in 2011, that we will have built the legislative and community support that we need to be able to pass marriage legislation in Rhode Island.
Do you have a statement that you would like to make about LGBT civil rights in the Obama administration?
Like many, I'm taking a wait-and-see attitude. I certainly would have liked there to have been more progress at this point. I do appreciate how much he has on his plate, so I'm willing to wait a little bit longer to see if he follows through on the commitments he made when he was campaigning.
Tell us about your summer party event that's taking place in Provincetown on July 25th.
Well, this is an event we've been doing in Provincetown for over 20 years. It's a wonderful event outdoors at the monument in Provincetown where you get a beautiful view of the harbor. And it's a time for us to talk to our friends and supporters in a relaxed atmosphere. And it's Saturday, July 25th, 4 o'clock at the monument. And I hope anyone who's in Provincetown joins us up there for a good time and to learn a little bit more about what we're doing.
Is there going to be a silent auction and ways that people can donate to GLAD?
There will be a silent auction. We also have some great live auction items. If you go to the GLAD website, glad.org, and click on the summer party, you can actually go to our online auction and see what we have to offer and bid even if you're not going to be at the summer party.
Is the live auction being held by Kay Clinton again
yes.
this year?
Yes, this is the second year in a row that Kay Clinton will be doing the auction for us. And, you know, when Kay Clinton does an auction, it's pretty dynamic and exciting because she's just an incredible person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'll see you there for sure.
That sounds great. I look forward to it.
And I'm hoping to bring a lot of friends as well.
Okay.
So we'll definitely see you at the party.